On a blustery spring morning, Adele Ransom is looking over her promising rose garden.
As you can see on one bush, we might get 2 dozen roses.
Wow, yeah.
And this thing gets about 9 feet tall by October.
The former Ouachita Parish police juror is passionate about her care of this collection. Rounding the corner of her home, a side gate comes into view where a 12-foot iron arch is entwined with the storied Katrina rose. The flower became known after a woman who lost her parents in the 2005 hurricane found the pink rose blooming by a barn on her parents' property. The rose was sent to Houston, Texas, where it was hybridized. Sales of those plants have gone to fund restoration efforts in New Orleans. Ransom purchased 2 of them.
In about a month, that will be nothing but solid pink roses.
It's an effort she's proud of.
That's one of my favorite accomplishments in the rose industry, is to have the Katrina or the Hurricane Rose.
Efforts and accomplishments are words that define her public service. After decades of volunteer work in the community, she became the first elected female to the police jury in 1987, representing the residents of District E for 8 years. Those actions were recognized last weekend as Ransom was inducted into the Louisiana Center for Women in Government's Hall of Fame. The center is located in Thibodaux on the campus of Nicholls State University. Joining Ransom in the induction ceremony was Dr. Alice Pecoraro, Gene Rice, and former Elections Commissioner Suzanne Hike-Terrell. For Ransom, the idea of running for public office was born when she saw firsthand the flooding event of 1983.
It was so sad to see that, and I witnessed the terrible flood. They had their children's report cards floating down the street, and the mamas were crying, and I thought, this is awful. So I ran for jury primarily to think maybe I could help.
Her campaign was an authentic grassroots effort, door-to-door, face-to-face discussions about what mattered most to the residents of the area. Frequent stops at the local grocery store and eateries, gaining a sense of what people wanted done.
And the day of the election, I had no idea I would win. And that night, the results came in, and I had won over 5 men, me, little old 5-foot Adele.
While on the jury, flood issues in her area were addressed with the addition of pumps to handle water in low-lying areas. Ransom was determined in fighting against taxes that her constituents opposed. Center for Women in Government Director Dr. Laura Batto recounts Ransom's first encounter with that topic on the jury.
She went in and tackled fees that her colleagues were going to levy on the public. She totally went against it, did what the public wanted, and got those fees removed.
It was leadership and determination shown in those occasions that led one of the center's committee members, Tammy McDaniel, to nominate Ransom for the honor.
She's the person who sets a goal that's aligned with the wishes of her constituents and is just tenacious in reaching that goal. You know, she's just really a pace setter for women.
Ransom hopes the example set by her and other inductees will encourage future generations of women to consider public service. She notes it's not just the idea of holding an elected office, but what the opportunity affords to those who work in government.
You gain wisdom when you're inside. You know what's going on. Inside government is something not many people get to do, very few. Think about how few people get to be inside government rather than outside. So it's a wonderful experience.
I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News.